If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
Complete a pitching gem all 3 days against the Phillies, limiting Philadelphia to one run in 3 days. A 2-1 win and a three-game sweep against one of the best teams in baseball, coming in having won 9 of 11. And it took a picture-perfect slide.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show. It is a Friday, got to get down on Friday, June 27th, 2025, a holiday. I am Paul Gallant, and this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We are live here at Drift, and at some point during the show, guess what? Listeners of the Paul Gallant Show, if you come on out here to Drift, you're going to get a raffle ticket when you arrive for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Astros Guardians on July 8th. It's coming up, well, like a week and a half or so away from now, so that ought to be a lot of fun. You want to come on out here, you want to get some drinks, you want to get your Friday started the best way you can. By the way, it is an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. That means you can ask any question. I will work it into the show, no matter how embarrassing. I did say it's June 27th. Happy June 27th mixtape by DJ Screw Day. Yes, your boy gets down. I might be pasty in complexion, but I'm cultured. Cultured, I say. Once again, our beloved Houston Astros got a victory, and we have no idea how the hell they pulled it off, right? I mean, the pitching's been really, 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 really good all season, but did you expect the Astros to sweep a Philadelphia Phillies team that's one of the best teams in baseball and hold them to one run over three games? Did you expect them to hold those Phillies scoreless for 25.2 innings over that series that they just swept? I don't think you did. I know I didn't, if I'm being realistic. But if I am believing in this Astros team the way that I have encouraged all of us to do, because they're doing this without any bats, everyone's hurt. They're doing this with a rotation that, like, they have a good starting rotation that at this moment in time is on the injured list. We just keep on saying the same old, same old. Can I get my Can I get my very enthusiastic preacher from Kingdom of Heaven, Sean Mapes, back at Mission Control?
God wills it.
So, you take a look at what the Astros have done now officially halfway through the 2025 campaign. Only six teams in Astros history have offered better first halves than this team. Five of them finished as division champions. Houston's 81 games away from becoming the sixth, playing at a 96-win pace while putting out lineups that, I mean, it's been difficult. I saw this funny line in The Athletic, written by Chandler Rome. This is how the entire Astros fan base feels, but I gave Chandler some crap today. I sent him a text. I was like, when you wrote this, how did you feel? I knew I loved reading it. Inevitability is part of the Astros' aura. They now lead the American League West by 6 games. They're 2.5 games off the best record in baseball after sweeping one of the best teams in baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies. They've scored 157 two-out runs this year. Only 4 teams have had more. They've won 17 of 24 one-run games this season. They're 17-7. All of last year, they won 18 one-run games. There's a variety of different reasons that could be why the Astros keep on getting things done despite a rash of injuries and not a whole lot of offense. I've seen some theorize it's the schedule. They played the Pirates, Athletics, White Sox, Angels, and Twins this month. They have won 23 of 32. So good. They are beating up on the lesser teams. I know there is this idea that the Astros, for whatever reason, stink against baseball's worst teams. But no, I don't really buy into that. I think that they are able to expose those teams largely because of the pitching that they have, whether it's the starting rotation that's been stepping up with all those injuries or it's the guys at the back of the bullpen. Defense might win championships, even in a little sport like baseball. Because, you know, you take a look at what this defense has done. The Astros this year are 19 runs, excuse me, they're 19 outs above average. I don't really know what that means, but it sounds really cool. And you take a look at their pitching. I mean, the statistics are ridiculous for them pitching-wise. You've known what they've been capable of, but I did not think that they would lead baseball in strikeouts the way that they do. I did not think that they would lead baseball in whiff rate the way that they do. I mean, they're number one, and they're number one by a pretty significant margin in both of those categories. You got Hunter Brown with a majors leading 1.74 ERA after 7 scoreless innings yesterday. You got Framber Valdez with a 2.88 ERA in a contract year. You got Josh Hader, who's 21 for 21 on save chances this season. And setup man Brian Abreu has a 1.72 ERA. Defense wins championships. You got a good defense. You got damn good pitching that strikes everybody the bleep out. And that's why they are where they're at. Is this something they can keep up? I'm skeptical. But now I'm starting to go back to the beginning of the year. We goofed on Joe Espada a bit for, I would say, a rather low-energy speech that he gave to Astros players before the start of the year. And he talked about the defense, and he talked about fundamentals and making sure that this team is actually smart at the plate. But it actually has worked out. It's going to take all of you, said Espada, eventually. And he didn't sound that great. He's not the best public speaker. But this thing that he said yesterday, quote, "We're going to fight you for 27 outs. I'll tell you that. This team is going to fight you for 27 outs." That's damn true. And you saw it again yesterday. It's late. It's 1-1. And it's Cam Smith, of all people, who's getting the RBI single that gives the Astros the lead. They hold on for the dub. All the things that they have been through, too. I feel like I'm just repeating myself at this point. None of this stuff makes sense unless you just look upstairs and say, God wills it! They have used 24 total pitchers this season. They have 2 of their 5 opening day starters getting Tommy John surgery, just 80 1/3 innings into the year. And since Ronel Blanco last pitched, for some reason, Astros starters have a 3.16 ERA. Only 3 rotations entered yesterday's game with a lower one, and they've been using Colton Gordon, Ryan Gusto, Brandon Walter, and Jason Alexander. By the way, Alexander and Walter were waiver claims, and no one wanted Ryan Gusto in the Rule 5 draft, but somehow, someway, the Astros just keep on throwing out pitchers, and these pitchers keep on crushing it. And they overcome a lineup that was 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position yesterday afternoon, that doesn't have Kyle Tucker anymore, that doesn't have Alex Bregman anymore, that hasn't had Yordan Alvarez since May 2nd. They're 20th in the league and runs a game. Espada's used 76 different batting orders in 81 games, 43 players being used, 19 of them position players, the 24 pitchers. And then on top of that, if you take a look at the combination of Christian Walker, Yiner Diaz, and Jose Altuve, they had a combined 9.3 wins above replacement last year. They finished the first half of the season a combined minus 0.2. Hell, you could take a look at some graphics that show that Christian Walker is worse than Jose Abreu was in his first season. They've overcome him. They've overcome the departure of Tucker with Cam Smith stepping up. Jake Myers is having a great season. Jeremy Pena is having a great season. All of this continues to seem improbable, but going into a weekend series against the Chicago Cubs team that has Kyle Tucker and Ryan Presley, how do you not feel good? I mean, at bare minimum, you're expecting them to win two out of three, if not looking for yet another sweep. And this was the most impressive sweep of all. Despite a complete lack of offense, the Astros took the Phillies down 1-2-3. The Phillies have a good rotation, and they are a whopping 6 games up on the Seattle Mariners in the AL West. And it's not like the Mariners have been playing poorly of late either. The Mariners have actually been playing pretty well. But they have been gaining the Astros ground on Seattle over these last couple. And, I mean, a lead of 6 at this point, it would be an epic collapse. We're getting to that point if they blow it. Is it possible? I mean, the American League West, it's always a wacky show. And we saw the Astros a couple of years ago try to give it away. But right now I'm feeling really confident. And, I mean, at this point, aren't World Series the minimum expectation and appearance? I think we're past AL West. It's already been won, as I joked on the show a little bit ago, but I was somewhat serious when I made that joke. You're now in, you're getting the first round bye territory. So does that mean you just go back to where you're always supposed to be? The ALCS? God wills it, in my opinion. It is the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 is how you call it. It's how you text it. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. A texter points out, 409. The Astros have struck out more batters than any other team, and second place is 52 less strikeouts. That's insane. Yeah, I highlighted that a little bit earlier. The statistics I had copied and pasted into the rundown, they disappeared. But they are killing everybody in the strikeout department. Killing everybody. Meanwhile, you got teams like the Texas Rangers who were hyped up going into the year complaining about their ballpark, about how that might be the reason that they're not doing so hot. A texter on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. It's our friend Eric the Driver who asks question number one. Paul, now that we're fully in the Mount Rushmore season of sports shows, who is on your Mount Rushmore of actors? Ooh, got to be Tom Cruise, number one. Two, Denzel Washington. I would watch any movie, probably in theaters with those two, although I'm being a bit of a fraud on that front. I have yet to see the new Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie. I think Brad Pitt's still up there. This F1 movie that's coming out this weekend looks awesome. And then as far as four, you know what? It's early, but I'm going to put Timothy Chalamet up there. I'm going to put Timmy Chalamet in there. Timothy Chalamet, Shalamalamalamala. I don't know how to say it. All I know is the guy's got riz, as the kids say. You know, he's dating Kylie Jenner. She's wearing like Knicks lingerie for him and like showing it off in the suitcase. He's getting mobbed in New York when the Knicks win a game as if he is one of the New York Knicks. Like that guy's a dude. Honorable mention Glenn Powell, but I think that's the Mount Rushmore right now. More Ask Gallant Anything questions, 713-780-3776 to call to text YouTube at ESPN Houston. Richard Balskin, I'm assuming that is a play on words, asks, charro or refried beans? Got to go refried. But don't put cheese on it or I will complain about it. I will be a little Karen. I'll be a little Care Bear. Unless you get me drunk enough on an El Tiempo $375 margarita. But we are hanging out here at Drift, everybody. So come on out here. Having ourselves a wonderful Friday. Got to get down on Friday and Ask Gallant Anything Friday. And listeners who show up to Drift, you're going to get a raffle ticket immediately when you arrive for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Astros Guardians July 8th. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around live at Drift.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
He got some people that aren't exactly as excited about the Astros. From the 704, Astros are in the worst division in baseball. Also, nobody gives a bleep about the strikeout numbers compared to the next team. It counts the same as a ground out. Keep gargling the Astros' balls, Paul. I mean, they just swept the Phillies. They held the Phillies to one run over three games. Sorry, if you're looking the other way when it comes to this team, you're dumb at this point. So if you don't want to jump on the bandwagon now, have at it. But the pitching has been great. They got an entire pitching staff on the injured list. Yordan Alvarez hasn't played since May 2nd. I mean, do you think this is going to get worse? By the way, as AR Platinum brings up, the Astros could win 100 games because 57 more games are against sub-500 teams and 24 games with legit contenders. Who knew? Yeah, I mean, the rest of the first half, they have this series coming up against the Cubs, who had the same record as the Philadelphia Phillies, at least going into yesterday's game. And then they got the Dodgers, who had are tied or second best in the majors behind the Tigers as far as record. Like, that's the last two tough series in the first half. And then the second half, yeah, they have the easiest schedule the rest of the way by far. So, yeah, the playoffs are a crapshoot, but I don't understand how anyone could be skeptical about them right now because they keep on doing everything in spite of all of the many obstacles that I laid out. So there you go. Anyway, 713-780-3776 to call up the text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975, on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Yesterday was an all-timer in Houston, huh? I mean, first off, torrential downpour. I don't know how many people live in the Fountain View, Chimney Rock, San Felipe, Voss area, but holy crap, the flooding there yesterday. I had a bit of a hike back from yesterday at Cactus Jacks. Cactus Jacks was awesome because it is Mount Bellevue and it's rush hour traffic when you're driving back. But holy smokes. I mean, to see the torrential downpour on the way back, I actually had to pull off the road. That was the worst I've ever seen it. And then I get back and I see all these videos and pictures of what was taking place in the immediacy around my place. I forgot that, and you should never forget, because it happens once a year, generally around this time of year. But there's always a random flooding that surprises everyone. The amount of cars that were off to the side of the road that have been flooded out because it just dropped like 5 inches of rain in about an hour, impressive. I actually went on Reddit and I was wondering, how the hell does it get so flooded for 5 seconds? Maybe not 5 seconds, for about an hour. And then it's all gone, and it's when you drive by everything, you're like, wait a second. Why are all these cars stalled out? And I saw this on Houston Reddit. Looking at gauges in the area, they received 3 to 5 inches an hour. That floods the street every time. The system basically starts backing up when there's 3 to 4 inches in less than 2 hours. Drains pretty quickly, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're back. And someone commented back. I was like, I guess this person's only been here for a couple of years. It took me 2.5 hours to get home tonight with I-45 shut down, thanks to a lady in a lawn chair with a gun. Every time I got out 45 through a frontage road, it was flooded, and I thought I might drown in my car or float away. If you told me this would be my afternoon commute before I moved to Houston 3 years ago, I would have thought you were crazy. Now I know it's just another Tuesday in this wild city. And someone responded like, hey, man, wait until you see the machete killer that took himself out. People driving into dump trucks. This is not surprising. Nothing's surprising anymore. But I got to say, yesterday, the lady sitting in the lawn chair in the middle of traffic holding a pistol and just sitting casually in the middle between two lanes on I-45. One of the most iconic images I've ever seen. Dude standing in front of a tank in Tiananmen Square. Monk setting himself on fire in Vietnam War. Random lady sitting in a lawn chair in the middle of I-45 with a pistol for some reason. Thankfully, no one died. Everyone's fine. I think she wasn't having the best day. As someone who was driving back from Mont Belvieu, I get it. There were times during that drive back, especially once I got off the highway and into all the flooded areas, where I was thinking to myself, you know what? I think she gets it. I think she gets it just getting out of your car, putting down a lawn chair, and just holding up a pistol. You're in your Michael Douglas falling down moment. You've just had too much, you know? But the standoff ending was a little disappointing. I saw Abigail Dye, strong, powerful, independent reporter over at Fox 26, was on the scene and showing, like, there's snipers all over the place and stuff. Listen, this lady didn't need any snipers to take her down, okay? She just needed a hug. I would have given her the hug. I would have given it to her, you know? Maybe you have one of these. What's this? This is a, a coral grape juice and ginger ale. Ha-ha-ha. 4.5 alcohol by volume. Shout out to Coral. I appreciate the purple nature of this drink on this June 27th. Hell yeah, brother. Let's crack this bad boy open. Ooh, yeah. Let's go. All right, well, this Friday's already off to a rollicking start. Thursday, perhaps a little more exciting. I am a little disappointed with the way things went down and that there wasn't any extra backstory, you know. It would have been kind of funny if there was a police chase or something like that. But again, I am thankful that everyone is okay on that front. Although, maybe people driving home, you weren't okay. You definitely were not okay. I was not okay, personally. But, hey. Also, this is just like taking a look around Houston on this June 27th, which is a holiday. Somebody actually caught video of the dude who stole the sunglasses from that store in the Galleria who jumped off onto the ice at the very bottom floor and broke a lot of things, including his legs, I think his wrist, among others. Gotta say, the video, very disappointing. I thought he did a full send, you know, like he's Tom Cruise running down and then taking off and like launching, like a long jump style jump. No, he was trying to get crafty. He was trying to get all acrobatic. So he found this spot where you could theoretically like walk on a ledge, almost like if you're on a high rise and you're walking on the balconies or maybe one of the rims outside that's like, or I don't know what it's called. I guess a ridge that would be outside of it. He was trying to tiptoe around it, and then all of a sudden, he was just hanging by his two hands from it, and then he fell. And he just drops, and his leg's gone. Like, his legs went out to the side. Off. It looked rough. Looked rough. I think I saw a little blood in the jeans. Gotta say, F around, find out. I'm very annoyed by that person's existence, just given that he posted this like selfie video after he took the glasses afterwards, and he tried to speak the English, and I have no idea what he said. Like he really thought he was cool to go down like that, not even with a full send onto the Galleria ice. Nah, man, I'm taking back your cool card. I am officially cooler than that guy. That's saying something, because I ain't that cool. I ain't that cool at all. Okay, so anyway. A lot of things went down in the city of Houston yesterday. Happy June 27th. We should get the day off. We should get it off. You know? That mixtape was the bomb. Back in the day when I was working at the Texans flagship, I had a bunch of Houston area rappers come into the show, hang out with me. And it included Slim Thug. We had ESG. We had Lil Flip. It was awesome. And the best part was I interviewed these guys and I had no idea about anything. I just was asking, like, so rap music, that's a thing. Do you like the hip or the hop? Are you more hip or hop? But then, thanks to my old producer back at the flagship, Ryan Rocket, I almost became versed in music. I sent him a text last night, like, hey, man, June 27th is tomorrow. What's up? And Rocket rolled his eyes at me, and I liked that because that was our dynamic. Anyway, it is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. I think we're about to get the video up and running on the YouTube side of things. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. You can ask any question. The last question somebody asked, hey, who is your Mount Rushmore of actors? You know what? Bad job by me. Sometimes when you get these questions on the spot and you have to think of all the actors out there, you make a little mistake. I totally forgot about Leonardo DiCaprio for a second. Leonardo DiCaprio is in there ahead of Timothée Chalamet. But Timothée Chalamet knocking on the door. Glenn Powell knocking on the door. Someone texted in Jack Nicholson. I can't remember the last time Jack Nicholson did anything. Jack Nicholson's still cool as hell. But sorry, that Mount Rushmore has changed, you know? We're talking about current. We ain't talking about the past. Also, someone nominated Tom Hanks. What's the last good Tom Hanks movie? I'll wait. I actually checked this a couple of days ago. It's been a while. It's been a long time. Like, maybe Sully. And that one, honestly, I wasn't that excited to go see that. It's been a while. Tom Hanks used to be at the top, but I think we're talking like 20 to 30 years since he was where he used to be on that Mount Rushmore. Anyway, it's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. You can ask any question. I'll work it into the show. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975, and on the brand new ESPN Houston app. I am told that on the Apple side of things, we are Gucci. And that we are perhaps closer and closer on the Android side of things to getting that thing done. God wills it, just like our Houston Astros. More comments on the Ask Alon Anything Friday. We will get to them. We are live here at Drift in the Heights, and we're giving away Astros tickets. Listeners of the Paul Gallant Show, you come in here between noon and 3, you will get a raffle ticket for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Astros Guardians. So make sure you're looking for that when you get on in here. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. On an Ask Alon Anything Friday, it's the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN Houston. Stick around.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
We're going to be hanging out here all afternoon. By the way, I mean, we've got the Mount Rushmore of booze here, at least most of it. We got a little St. Arnold's in the house. We got Carbach in the house. We got Backpew in the house. Let's go. I feel like I'm going to be very drunk by the end of the show. I think this is the big problem is people see me and they're like, hey, Paul, you want a drink? And I'm like, yes. I'm not going to say no to a drink. There's sober children in Utah. You know, you gotta think about them. Okay, I guess sober people.
You're doing the Lord's work, Paul.
Thank you very much, Brian McDonald. Yeah, sober people over the age of 21. We're not encouraging underage drinking, because we would never do that. None of us have ever done that ever in our lives. So, it is an Ask Alon Anything Friday. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. We're going to have people from every single booze company, I think, in the greater Houston area stopping by all day. So, early on, but that doesn't mean you can start your that doesn't mean you can't start your Friday now, you know. I'm sick. I have a lot of cough syrup because it's June 27th. There was a lot of flooding yesterday and I'm tired because of all the driving I had to do. By the way, I'm taking another sip of this coral grape juice and ginger. I don't sound drunk yet, guys. Stop. I'm being a good boy. So the Astros, they swept the Phillies. They take on the Chicago Cubs. Kyle Tucker's return to Daikin Park. I am very curious to know the kind of reception that Kyle Tucker will get. I believe that he should be cheered his first at-bat. And when he is introduced, if he is introduced, I believe there should be a tribute video. And after that, do what you will. I would ask that you don't boo him. Right? I'd ask that you don't boo him. Let's show people a little Houston hospitality. Let's show people that we're not a bunch of derelict Dodgers fans who might shank somebody if they don't like you. That we're not the Oklahoma City Thunder fans that we saw after winning the championship harassing a child. Let's be better, okay? Hashtag be better. The worst hashtag of all time that I regularly get whenever I say something that people disagree with. It happens.
Sounds like Royce White. Something Royce White would say.
Royce White used to say.
It was be well.
Be well,
yeah.
Yes. Now he's a congressman. The man has grifted to the right after fighting for mental health rights like a fraud for such a long period of time, even though the Rockets were bending over backwards to make him happy. He has now, BMAC, moved over to the right, getting in on the grift department. And you know what? I get it. There's money there. And when you have as many hats as Royce White does, big fedora guy, for those who don't know, at least he was back in the day. There was like a Real Sports episode and they went in his house. Royce White, by the way, if you don't remember, first-round pick of the Houston Rockets way back in the day, who had all sorts of potential but was afraid to get on planes. So they did a Real Sports episode on him, and they go into his house, and there's just fedoras everywhere. And I'm sorry, if I see a man in a fedora, I just can't take you seriously.
Same.
You might think to yourself, well, Paul, you wear the shortest shorts possible, and most people think you're Metro, if not gay. And that is true, but just know that if you wear a fedora, I have thoughts, okay? Cowboy hat, I can take that. Indiana Jones hat, okay, but we're starting to drift into the fedora territory. Fedora, like, I want to Oklahoma drill you. If I see you, that's what I want. Even if you're way bigger than me, I feel like it is my obligation as a man to challenge you. I took my glasses off so I could say that. So on this Ask Gallant Anything Friday, you can ask any question. It's 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. I want to know if that texter who was dismissing what the Astros have done, because we're getting a lot of texters that are fighting back against him. This one guy was like, keep gargling the Astros, Paul. From the 979, division games are now 33% of the entire schedule. It used to be 48%. The weak division argument has never been less relevant to the overall record. That is a great point. Truly. That's a great point. I think this person is a Dodgers fan. I think that's why he's texting it in, because here he is. The Dodgers have far more pitching injuries, have the most bullpen innings used, and still have the best record in Major League Baseball in the most difficult division. Yeah, but everyone expects that from you. You are paying more money to the payroll than anyone else in the sport. Like, that's the expectation. What the Astros are doing are exceeding expectations. And perhaps we are finally going to get our rematch of the 2017 World Series, and you guys can finally try to put up or shut up. Because, I mean, I don't recognize either of the Dodgers titles. You haven't beaten the Astros yet. Mickey Mouse title in the pandemic where Justin Turner was a super spreader. And, oh, you beat the Yankees? Doesn't count. Now, it's the Astros' fault for not getting there. But, like, beating the Yankees in the playoffs, that's very easy. Anyone can do it these days, you know? Anyway, Ask on Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call to text. A texter says, as far as the lady yesterday, she has the dementia. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, a little concerning that it's as easy for older people to drive as it is. My grandmother, bless her heart, God rest her soul, she was wonderful. I lived with her in St. Petersburg, Florida, and used to take her out for lunch once a month. Wonderful woman named Sally, traveled the world. Her husband fought in World War II, was one of the first people to stumble across those camps. And she lived a full life after he passed away, which was well before I was born. Never got to meet him. Wonderful lady, but absolute terrorist as a driver. Absolute terrorist. One time I'm in the car with my grandma, my mom, and we're driving towards Checkers to go get some hamburgers, and she runs the wrong way for a good three blocks on a one-way street. And she doesn't notice, and me and my sister are in the back seat, and we're looking at each other, and then we say politely, mom, you've been driving the wrong way for a quarter of a mile. And then she just laughed. She had this very funny laugh, like, ha, 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 and then, like, just gets back into the lane where she was supposed to go. It was early onset dementia for her. It didn't really fully develop until about 10 years later. But, yeah, I constantly see, like, a silver alert on the side of the highway. If you're over by Lakewood Church when you're driving around, you just see silver alert. Man in Buick lost right now.
I mean, I would support. I don't know about you, Paul. Like, I mean, we have to take a test when we turn 16 to drive. Like, I think past a certain age, you should have to
take
a test to prove you
totally
you can still drive. Like, let's call it 70 or maybe 75.
God forbid we do it for politicians, but at the very least, can we do it for driving?
Yes.
Given that, especially in this city where everyone drives like a maniac as it is, and we've got a million uninsured drivers.
Do you have a lawn chair and a handgun in your car? Yeah. That's one of the questions on the test.
Well, God bless Texas. You ain't gonna take my lawn chair and my handgun out of my car. How dare you suggest such a thing? That's an infringement on my Second Amendment rights.
Right to bear and watch
chairs. Yeah, right to sit in the middle of traffic with a pistol. For the 409, Paul, this is an Ask on Anything Friday question. You've been talking about your new girl. Did you meet her on the dating apps or in the wild? What was your pickup line? I met her on the dating apps, and my pickup line to her was, because she's from Oregon, my pickup line was, I made some comment about her profile. I was like, this profile is so Portland. And it was meant to be sarcastic and kind of demeaning.
Okay.
But she saw that I like cats, and that's where we immediately bonded. And by the way, that's where we are at right now. The best place in all of Houston when it comes to cats that just hang out on the bar. This is what I love the most about Drift, not in addition to the many TVs and the air conditioning and the views and the drinks and all of that. And there's all sorts of vendors from all sorts of alcohol places in the greater Houston area out here, is that there's like 7 to 8 cats on the patio. They're so cute. Oh, my gosh. I want them to let me hug them, but Every time I approach them, they like kind of drift off, you know?
They drift off?
Yeah. Oh, this Dodger fan is really upset. Good, you're an idiot. Go look up payrolls. Nah, I'm not going to. Beat the Astros in a World Series, and then we'll actually, like, respect you, but no. Oh, they were cheating. The Dodgers cheated, too. You know that. You know it. Go back to the 2017 World Series. The amount of cross signs that there were in Game 7. Like, I've talked to people behind the scenes. No, this is what pisses me off. No one goes on record about the sign-stealing scandal. I'm pretty sure baseball told everyone to shut up about it, but people believe the Dodgers were doing it, multiple people, and not just on the Astros. Like, a lot of people that I've talked to. People thought the Dodgers were doing it. People thought the Yankees were doing it. People thought that the Red Sox were doing it after the memo was sent out. The Astros were the team that got caught because they went a little bit too far with it. That's for sure. But the other teams were doing it in their own elaborate ways. So this little Dodger boy, go stab someone in a parking lot like all you losers do. You want to jump in on an Ask Alon Anything Friday at ESPN Houston, at ESPN 975 on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. Coming up next on the most interactive sports talk show in town. It is June 27th. Believe it or not, Daddy, talking about me, isn't the most stupid when it comes to the Houston rap scene. So in honor of June 27th, I'm going to throw this out to you. Who is on the Mount Rushmore of Houston rappers, and who is on the Mount Rushmore of Houston rap songs? What songs are? I have my songs. As far as the rappers, I will leave that to you. It is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town, live at Drift. Come out here for a chance to win a pair of Astros tickets for a game against the Cleveland Guardians on the 8th. Stick around.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
Ask Alon Anything Friday, live at Drift. Oh, yeah, this song rolls, huh? It's a very good one. Shout out to all the fine booze providers that are out here hanging out with us. We got Coral, which I'm currently drinking, Back Pew, Carbach, St. Arnold. We're going to be here all afternoon. My guys in the corner, don't worry, I'm finishing this. I'm going to tell them what y'all have to offer soon. anytime. Thank you. So you want to come on out here. We're giving away a pair of Astros tickets July 8th. Against the Guardians. You come in here, you'll get a ticket as part of a raffle. Say hi to the cats. They're so cute. We threw out the question. It is June 27th. For those who don't know, June 27th, artificial intelligence even gave me this, holds significant cultural importance in Houston due to its connection with the late DJ Screw and the iconic June 27th mixtape. I listened to that full freestyle on the way here today. Still slaps. June 27th, 1996. Damn, almost 30 years old. DJ Screw, a.k.a. Robert Earl Davis Jr., recorded Chapter 012, June 27th. It's a 35-minute freestyle by members of the Screwed Up Click. It became one of DJ Screw's most popular, considered an instant classic in Houston's hip-hop scene, and it gained popularity and became a soundtrack for the city. I saw someone texting in a little bit earlier that maybe Houston's rap scene is played out. Listen, I'm not the one that can make that argument. I would leave that to my guys, Figgy Fig and Ryan Rocket and Gems and Juice podcast. They know this stuff way better than me. But as far as what I do know is that I love that it does have this iconic moment in time where there was a very distinct rap style here, the Chopped and Screwed style, which is everything's all slowed up. Perfect for, you know, if you're into the purple drink, which is illegal now, or maybe you're firing up a little Oski-Woski, which is illegal, but, you know, shout out to old Greg Abbott. He's not going to let it be too illegal. So this is my official Mount Rushmore of Houston rap songs, and again, I'm the whitest man alive, so just take it with a grain of salt. But every single time I hear, one, want to be a baller at a Houston sporting event, or two, tops drop at a Houston sporting event, I lose my stuff. I also am a big fan of Purple Stuff by Big Mo, which isn't really like as chopped as screwed. It's a little peppy. And then Still Tipping. Honorable mention, Diamonds and Wood, and The Ghetto Boys' Mind Playing Tricks on Me. Last week, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and the Ghetto Boys were trick-or-treating. But then he ended up punching the concrete. That must have hurt, you know, when he starts hallucinating and he beats the hell out of someone that doesn't exist and just starts pounding the concrete. Anyway, also tonight, if you come out to Drift, I forgot that this is a competition. There's a Power Slap 13. So wait, this is like UFC these days. There's a Power Slap 13 fight at 8 p.m. on 59 TVs. You know what it is, June? Jeez, these guys are huge. There's Dumpling versus the Hawaiian Hitman, Wolverine versus Rivero, and Blackburn Rodriguez versus Van Zandt Brown. So look, that's going to be your go-to place all weekend long. Kick off through June 27th the best way. Some thoughts on the Ask Alon Anything Friday and some people talking about the Mount Rushmore of Houston rappers and Houston rap songs. On the Twitch, I'm always going to butcher the pronunciation of this because I see it and I try to pronounce it phonetically. It's Chameleonaire, right? It's Chameleonaire riding dirty. Someone texted in. Okay. Zero, Scarface, Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Chameleonaire says the 281. I got a lot of crap because the first time I saw Chameleonaire, I said Chameleonaire. PMAC, whatever. Whatever, dude. Okay? Listen, I am what I am. I admit what I am. I do not claim to know everything. Okay? From the 832, Ghetto Boys all the way, bro. Yeah. You know what's funny, though? I feel like, and this could be just me, I felt like the Ghetto Boys became bigger than Houston. I think that getting Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster into the movie Office Space did a lot for them. So they almost, like, became bigger, in my humble opinion. But, listen, I'll leave it up to the actual music experts out here. Mount Rushmore. The texter asks, stop grifting. Nah, man. Gotta pander. Gotta pander. Mo City, Dawn, June 27th, Tops Drop, and Front Back Side to Side. That's his Mount Rushmore of Houston rap songs. I like that one. What else do we have here? Fat Pat. Oh, yeah, I got to put Fat Pat up there, too. And, of course, Paul Wall, Slim Thug. I saw this awesome video yesterday posted by Julia Morales, and she was asking players and broadcasters who knew Mike Jones' number, 281-330-8004. Guess who got it of all the people that were asked to do it? In the upset of the century. Because, you know, you expect some of the older players to maybe know it. And you would expect some guys who are maybe really into rap music to get it. Most Astros players got it. But then when you start asking, you know, the me's of the world, you're going to get some people that are like, huh? I was shocked when, and look this video up. I think Julia posted it about at the beginning of the week. Todd Callis was the one who got it right. Todd Callis, is he on the Killer Bees today?
He is, and it's funny you should mention that. When the season started, I texted him. I was like, hey, man, what do you want for your, like, bumping music? He's like, anything 90s hip-hop. That was his response. So, like, that's so cool. That's how he rolls.
So, Todd Callis went to Syracuse. I've only, like, nodded my head at him before when I've been at an Astros game. Because I'm always like, I don't want to bother people and introduce myself and they'll be like, yo, Syracuse Mafia, what's up, dog? But you should definitely ask him about that song today. Someone should. Because it's June 27th. Assuming the Killer Bees know what day it is. Okay? Does the Killer Bees have as much street cred as Paul Gallant? Even though they're both from Houston and I'm
I don't
not.
Know if they ever said Chameleonaire, though.
Yeah, whatever. What else do we have here on an Ask Alon Anything Friday? 713-780-3776 to call, to text. I hate you, bitch, by Zero. I haven't heard that one. Mike Jones, definitely got to be on there. Chunk Up the Deuce. Riff Raff. Travis Scott. I refuse to acknowledge Travis Scott. Settle with those people, dude. Settle with those people. You're a musical theater dork from the suburbs. Mexican OT, I'm not familiar with his game, but I know everyone's been bringing him up a lot recently. SPM, that's the Mount Rushmore of Houston rappers. So there you go, everybody. We can keep this going if you want on the most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. Uncle Drew says Big Mo, Mike Jones, Lil Flip, Chameleonaire, Zero, all H-Town rap legends. On the Twitch, Odezzi says Mexican OT, Big X. We'll keep it going all show long. Astros just swept the Philadelphia Phillies. Goodness gracious me, oh my. How do they keep doing it? I don't 100% know, but I do believe that God wills it for them to keep it on happening. If you want to get aboard, you know how to do it. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. And live on the brand new ESPN Houston app. We are hanging out at Drift in the Heights all afternoon. Start your weekend early on this Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We're giving away a pair of tickets while you listen to the Paul Gallant Show to Astros Guardians on July 8th. And don't forget, Killer Bees, for a different game, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets as well. As soon as you come in, you're going to get a raffle ticket. You could potentially win. Up next. Okay, so we're all shocked by what the Houston Astros are doing. And we're allowed to say that because we're the ones that are paying attention to this team. All the players who are on the injured list, the lack of offense. The pitching's been great. But how are they doing this? It is really impressive. But the people outside of Houston aren't allowed to disrespect us. And disrespect us they have. How have they done so? You'll find out on the other side. It is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around.